one of our local baseball teams. The Eugene Challengers are rolling. Just won the Oregon State Tournament. They're headed from Wyoming, also trying to raise some dough for the trip. Let's bring in the manager and, let's say, spokesman, Kenny Niles. Kenny, first of all, congratulations. How's life treating you these days?
Yeah, good, Steve. It was a fun little run, and we're glad to be back home, and we've just been working out the logistics of how to get into beautiful Gillette, Wyoming.
So for folks who are familiar with your team, the name, but maybe not the specifics, you know, what level of baseball is this? Who makes up the Challengers roster?
So we're sponsored by Overhead Door. That's our title sponsor. And it's basically a 19U. Anybody that doesn't turn 20 before January 1 that can come back. So we're a mix of college guys. We got about four or five college guys back. We have a sophomore from Marist High School, and we feed from Marist, Churchill, North Eugene, Willamette, Monroe, Sheldon, and Junction City. And so we can take a certain amount of enrollment, and we form a team, and there's a team across town from us, and so we take half the high schools, they take half the high schools, and we get after it from the day that their high school season or their college season is over until they tell us that we're done playing.
So give me kind of a synopsis, the performance the past, I think it's 6 days in the tournament, and coming down to facing a team like Medford, who had won it all the past six seasons. You know, what could you tell us about the performance of your guys with so much on the line?
Yeah, it was awesome. They had a little bit more hardware in their trophy case. They've been kind of the staple of this league in Area 4 for a long time, and we were able to get the league championship from them a couple years ago and lost in the state championship game. And, you know, that one stung, and we got a lot of returners that were coming back. And, yeah, I mean, they're a really well organization. They've represented us well at the regional and national level. And our guys wanted them. We actually had to play a play-in game starting on Friday. That's a different format than usual because it takes so long to get to Gillette, Wyoming. That a one-and-done scenario is a little bit scary, but our pitchers stepped up. And we beat a really good team and just kind of went on a roll. And we won 5 or 6 in that thing and came up with a little magic in the semis. Medford was up on us 9-2 and in the sixth inning. We figured out a way to tie it, and then we won in walk-off fashion. And then we were down 2-0 in the state championship game, came back and won it 6-2. And, you know, I'm not sure we're all too excited about playing Medford, but at the end of the day, if you're going to win one and you're going to dogpile, it sure feels good to beat those guys.
Well, I'll tell you what, you must have the proper rally caps because it obviously worked. So, you know, now it's off to Wyoming. Expenses come into play. So for folks who are listening and want to help, I mean, what do they need to know, and what kind of timeline are we facing, Kenny?
Yeah, I mean, I want to start out just congratulations to the Willamette Valley 10U All-Star team. And, you know, I know they got a big campaign. They're trying to raise $50,000 to try to get to Florida, and they've got a quick trip. And, you know, our deal's not the same as theirs. I mean, we're going to do basically one thing. You know, tomorrow night, we have a single-A Legion. We wanted to give more kids an opportunity to play. And so what that kind of entailed is that the kids that didn't make the AAA team, they made the single-A team, and it looks like those guys are going to win the league and play at the single-A tournament. And they've had a lot of teams cancel as of late. So what we're going to do tomorrow night is at Swede Johnson Stadium at North Eugene High School, we're going to scrimmage those guys or play them in a game at 6 o'clock. And we're going to put a bucket out, and we're going to tell people that if they can help, we'd like them to throw whatever they can in for admission, and we're going to have a barbecue, and we're going to charge $10, and guys will get a good burger and a soda and some chips and a cookie, and get to watch the two local teams kind of go at it, kind of a culmination and a celebration of two great years. We're 47-12, and I think their record's like, you know, 26-5 or something, so The high schools have been really represented by their student athletes, and it'll be fun. The families are going to come out. We'd love to play in front of a big crowd and have the people come. And we're not going door to door and asking for money or anything like that. We're just hoping that people will show up and maybe share the experience with our guys.
Yeah, maybe sell your name, image, and likeness like the college guys do. Folks, yeah. He's Kenny Niles, the head coach of the Eugene Challengers. What do you say we get a couple of players on and chat them up? Let me know who you're going to give us first, Coach.
Yeah, first, he's our veteran. They call him Uncle Jarrett. I think he's 25, but we got a Danny Almonte thing where we're holding him under 19 because he's been a big part of our pitching staff. He's a 2020 graduate from Willamette High School. Kind of a Swiss Army knife for us. He started some games, close in games, middle relief, and he's been here, seems like, since he was about 12 and threw in a big game over there. And he's at Linfield, and he's part of their rotation now. So I'll let you talk to him first. It's Jarrett Allen.
Cool. All righty. So, Jarrett, first of all, how you doing these days?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. So give us a little background on yourself. You know, where'd you play high school ball, and what are you up to these days beyond the Challengers?
Before I played for the Challengers, I started at Willamette High School and then played all 4 years there. And then my sophomore year, I started playing for the Challengers. And then I played there up until now, obviously. And then I just last year went to Linfield University and had my first year there as well.
So what are you majoring in up at Linfield? Obviously, that's a killer academic school.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Business management's my major.
And so what position do you play, you know, and what kind of season did you have with the Challengers this year?
I'm a right-handed pitcher, and a pretty good season, not as good as last year's, but definitely holding in there still and throwing a lot of innings, so it's been fun.
As far as, you know, any rooting interests, being from here, are you, you know, Mariner fan, or, you know, who would be your team in the majors if you have one?
Definitely the Mariners. Got to support the Northwest guys.
All right. Well, anyway, congratulations on the accomplishment. Wish you the best of luck in the tournament. Travel safe to Wyoming, and it's good to get a chance to talk to you. So what am I getting, Dan next?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. All right. So you see a guy who's, you know, successful four-year run at Willamette, going up to Linfield, and now we bring in Dan. Dan, first of all, congratulations on the accomplishment and the championship. What could you tell us about yourself? Did you also go to Willamette? Were you a teammate of Jarrett?
Yeah. So I also went to Willamette High School. I came in my freshman year when Jarrett was a sophomore there. Always grew up playing baseball with Jarrett when we were younger, and kind of knew him going into high school. So we've been best buds going through high school, which is nice.
Is he as good a pitcher as he just told me he is?
Yeah, he's a stud. He's one of the dudes I'd go to battle with any day.
That's awesome. So you're the catcher, number three hitter. What kind of tournament did you have?
You know, I didn't have the best tournament offensively, but it was really kind of held it down defensively and had a good connection with our pitchers, which kind of got us through the tournament, which is really nice. And sometimes when you can't click offensively, you got to try to figure out how to do something in another way. So just held it down defensively behind the dish.
Oh, yeah. As the catcher, obviously, what happens offensively is one thing, but you got to kind of hold down the fort with the staff. So now that you graduated Will High, what's your plan?
Yeah, so I'm going to continue playing baseball next year at Tacoma Community College up in Washington. Go up there and hopefully have a couple of successful years and move on from there.
And how stoked are you now to move on to the next level, make this trip, and go from you know, the best team in the state to take on some of the best teams in the region?
Yeah, man, I'm super excited. I think we got a really good group of guys that can go out and dominate not just around this region, but hopefully get us to Shelby, North Carolina. We got a really good group of guys, really good pitching staff, and guys that can swing the bat. So I like our chances.
All right, awesome. Hey, it's good to get a chance to speak with you. Congratulations on all you accomplished, and best of luck in college in this tournament and down the road. Really appreciate you taking some time to talk.
Awesome, thank you.
All right, and now we'll get Coach back on. Coach?
Yeah,
I would say, you know, you get a chance to talk to some of these young guys, and they really are a joy, aren't they? Just beyond being you know, good players, you could see that, you know, focused on the next step of their academics. So it seems like you got a bunch of guys who are pretty easy to root for.
Yeah, you know, our biggest thing was is that, you know, it's hard to figure out how to try to teach kids, and, you know, I mean, this is a tough deal because I'm not an easy guy to play for. They're playing every single day. It's hot. We're on bus trips. You know, I mean, 60 games in 2 months. I mean, you can do the math. That means they're playing at least one game every day. And, you know, the biggest thing with us is that I could tell before the state championship game that our kids wanted to continue to play. And we missed some games that some teams canceled on us late in the year because they didn't have the interest of continuing to play. And, you know, for these guys, heck, they're 19 years old and they're college kids and their friends are going to the lake and their friends are going on vacation. And they've got to show up every day and stay on a routine to try to, you know, keep the excellence that they've had. So, yeah, it's so cool. I mean, we get to meet with them in about a half an hour here to talk about our wonderful flight arrangements and the different things to get us into Gillette, which is not going to be easy, but they're so darn stoked that I don't think it matters if we had to ride scooters all the way across the country to get there. They're pretty excited to continue to play. So you're exactly right. They are easy to root for and get behind, and it's a joy to coach them.
Not to mention these young guys have been doing all this in the midst of a pandemic, just, you know, to say the least. All right, so one more time, this is Kenny Niles, head coach of the Eugene Challengers. They just won the state tournament. It's on to Wyoming, and then hopefully to head back east. So, again, let the folks know. In radio, we call it a kind of a rewind. For folks who are listening, want to help out financially, what do they need to know? What could they do?
Yeah, they could. I mean, if anybody wanted to just make a donation or whatever, they could reach us out. We're on all the social platforms. I think it might be the best way right now. But, you know, our biggest thing is we want you guys to come out and watch the kids play tomorrow night. It's fun to watch.
Hey, Kenny, could you hear me? You kind of faded out there. I don't know if it was a problem with your cell or if you moved, but you were way low there. I hardly heard what you said. Could you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now you're good. Rewind that.
Yeah, I just was going to say we're on all the social media platforms that anybody could reach out and we could facilitate any donations there. But, you know, the biggest thing is we're going to have a game tomorrow against our other club, and we're going to have a barbecue, and we're going to take donations and whatever we can do. It's just a one-time shot for us, and it's a win-win. I don't think the Emeralds are in town. I think we're the only game in town. If people want to come out and watch amateur baseball at its finest and watch these guys get after it and have a cheeseburger with us maybe throw a $10 bill in the pot, that'd be great. We're hoping that we're on the road for the next 15 days, and so any little dime helps.
So you mentioned the platforms. Is there a website, Facebook, Twitter? I mean, Instagram. Where could folks find you?
Eugene Challengers. We're on all of those. Facebook right now is probably we're checking it the most just because we have a lot of activity on there. But we're pretty easy to find. But, yeah, Instagram, all those platforms are there.
Okay, awesome. Hey, I'm glad they hooked us up. Congratulations on all you've accomplished. Travel safe. Best of luck. And like I've said before, you know, whenever you have something going on and you need to spread the word, feel free to hit me up.
Yeah, we appreciate it. And I got to, just because it's kind of my style, I got to take one shot at you. You're either going to play our younger single-A team or we're going to play the Yankees, and I thought our single-A team would probably give us a better matchup right now, so that's why we scheduled them. So you guys better gain some traction, buddy. You guys are trouble.
All right. I love it, man. Good talking to you, Kenny, and again, good luck. Take it easy.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot for all your support of youth athletics.
All right, take it easy. That's great. Rather play the single-A team than the Yankees. That's a shot fired across the back.